And if you look at the characteristics of what the features are of those who live in the last days, lovers of themselves, unthankful, and you read all those lists of those types of characteristics of people that are living in the last days, what the world's going to be characterized, is there not a cause for the people of God to rise up, to be able to rise up and give Him praise, to be able to live in such a way that we know what it is to have victory over those giants? We think about David's life. What characterizes David? David, we either think of David and Goliath, or David and Bathsheba. Or, if we know him a little bit better, we might think of him as the one who has written psalm after psalm after psalm. The one who penned so many of those encouraging psalms. The one who had a song in his heart. He could lift up his voice and sing unto the Lord, even in times of difficulty. The Bible says that He's placed a new song in our hearts. Our old song is that we grumble and complain. But the new song is that we can sing of our Redeemer. May the Lord encourage us to be a praising people. Yes, a people of prayer. And out of that will come praise. Out of that will come the victory that He wants to bring. And I want to challenge us again in closing. I just want to challenge us that think about Psalm 119, 164. I started doing this, you know, years ago. I remember when I first came across that verse 7 times. And here's what I started to do. I actually did this. I started counting. Okay. One. This is one. Lord, I'm going to praise you. And I praised the Lord, right? And then I kept track of the 7, right? And you know what I found out eventually? I found out that you can't stop. Once you get started and you recognize the blessings that the Lord has given, you become a praising person. And why is that so important? Where does the joy come from in our Christian life? The joy comes. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And the joy comes in that presence is the fullness of joy. And if we're those that are occupied with the greatness of the person of Christ, that's going to be evident. Too many of the Lord's people look like they just drank a bottle of lemon juice. Right? But what He wants in our life is for us to know what it is to be in His presence, singing His praises, dependent upon Him in prayer. And the giant comes, and we sing our way through victory. May it be so, for His name's sake.